Commander? Commander? Yes, Riggs. The mules need to rest, sir. They're starting to get sluggish. Gonna have to be a no on that one. But, sir, with all due respect... Respect comes from following my orders, lad. You recall how important this base is to us, yes? Uh-huh. And how desperately they need this wire resupply. Sir, if it was so desperately needed, why did we only get sent out now? Now you're getting it. Getting what, sir? If the mules, or some forbid, our sabers, really need a boost, feed them an extra length of wire. That'll stop them complaining. Stick with the others. If I'm not back in a minute, fall back and do it quietly. Understood? Yes, sir. Now then, whatever under the sun are you? Come on then, you metal bastard!
Of Wood and Wire, Pilot, The Sabre. Created by Isabel Shackleton. Main theme, Don't You Think It's Time, provided by Andy G. Cohen. Well then, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
Mother?
And how have you been, dear? The Sabre's treating you well? Getting your daily rations all right?
I haven't been starved, if that's what you're asking.
And have you still been getting the mail? Because I summoned you over 2 weeks ago, Rowan. It does not take a fortnight to travel from the wall to the lighthouse. Especially not someone of your status.
Maybe I walked.
Those of our sect do not walk. Come along then, dear. Best not waste any more of the house's time.
Ah, Fievel. Good that you and your charge could finally make an appearance. Let us waste no more time then, shall we? Within my gaze as Oracle Major of the House of Light, I declare this forum open. Members of this sacred house, I request of you, are there any matters of great urgency that must delay this forum's purpose?
This is unusual, hmm? They cleared their schedules just for us. Just for you.
I'm flattered. With nothing declared, we shall move on to the primary concern that required this forum's establishment. Sir Albright, you may have the floor.
Honourable Majors of the House of Light, I come to you today with a dire prophecy that I have received. As I mentioned within my request for a forum, I have been, as of late, racked by visions, only the most recent of which have become coherent. With this image that I was able to produce shortly after waking yesterday morn, I believe I am able to more conclusively deduce their meanings. First and foremost, forward base Hermes beyond the wall has, or at least very soon will, be abandoned, shown in my vision by the broken and untangled Caduceus. As I am to understand it, Forward Base Hermes was to be reached by a resupply convoy this morning. If my calculations are correct, which this house can be assured is over 95% of the time, in regards to my visions, this convoy will arrive to discover the base abandoned. I am led to believe that the convoy will not return with this information. Instead, they will use this opportunity to go against the will of the city, abandoning their cart at the ruins as a cover story.
And what of it, Seer?
We have lost many of our own to the wilds before. One of three things tends to happen. They starve, wire is scarce and those parts, and their halves usually putter out within a week. They encounter our forces, vanguards out beyond the wall, where they are either detained or otherwise dealt with. Or a cat, or any number of other beasts beyond the walls, gets to them before we can. But none of these lost souls were Commander Lioncloth of the Sabres.
What the fuck? I assume this is why you're so adamant that your charge be here for this forum? What the fuck?
Yes, Oracle Major. My child has a unique connection with Commander Lioncloth, one that my visions have assured me is of utmost importance.
Oh, fuck this!
Rowan! Wait! Rowan! Rowan, please hear me out.
I want none of it. I shouldn't have even come back. I should have known you'd just want to use me. What?
I promise this was not to spite you, my child. I brought you here because... because I believe this vision has more to it than I or you can yet know. And I need your help in solving it.
They all do. Visions aren't photographs, they're memories of the future. You taught me that one, remember? So why do you need my help? You got 100 lackeys, ask one of them to do it for you and leave me the fuck out of it.
Yes, I know, but Rowan, if they send anyone else out there, Lioncloth will die.
What?
I brought you because I saw you in my visions too, my child. One way or another, you will get entangled with this. Please, let me at least help you through.
Fine. You lied straight to my face, but fine.
It was not a lie, dear. More an obstruction of the truth, and a necessary one at that.
Funny. In most places, they'd call that a lie.
Honourable Majors, my most sincere apologies. We will have no further interruptions.
Excellent. So, tell us, Sir Albright, why exactly did you request this forum? To tell us our fortunes?
No, Major. I would like to requisition funding for an expedition out into the wilds, led by my charge, Rowan Albright. Given their position as a Sabre vanguard, they are not only capable, but highly adept in survival and traversal of the lands beyond the walls. They are a perfect candidate.
The House would like to discuss this matter further in private. We shall have a verdict in place by sundown.
Thank you, Honourable Majors. Your time is highly appreciated. See? That was painless, wasn't it?
Finding out that my lying, secret-hoarding mother hasn't changed one bit in over 2 years is not something I would call painless, no.
I'm sorry if you feel like I hurt you. I promise that that was not my intention.
What was your intention then? To try and keep it secret who your little bounty was till I found him?
Not Exactly. I had hoped you would have arrived sooner, so that we could have discussed it first, but...
Told you already. I walked.
Oh. That was serious?
When am I not?
A long time ago, I suppose.
I am not a fan of this little sidebar they're taking.
Not to worry, dear. An expedition like this is almost guaranteed funding. A single-member expedition, so low wire costs, no mules needed either. The most costly part would be a steed, but that's a much easier length to swallow than having to hire out a whole party.
So if it's guaranteed, why are they having a sidebar?
To resolve terms, I'm sure. Even with such a small expedition, there's always a lot of paperwork involved in going beyond the walls. You should know that better than anyone else.
They are totally gonna backstab you. Ooh, will I get a front row seat?
Hate me as they may, Rowan, but Lioncloth is too valuable an asset to them. Not just to the Sabres, but the city as a whole.
You know that he's a person, right? Not some super weapon.
I know you don't think that way, dear, but they do. That's what's important, what they think. They're the ones funding this entire thing, after all.
And after this, I'm done, right?
Mm-hmm. You'll never have to come back to the lighthouse again. Unless you want to, of course. I promise that that part of the letter was not a white lie.
Given that you're involved, I find that hard to believe. Seer Albright, Sabre Albright, the house has requested your return.
Sun down my ass.
Within my gaze is Oracle Major of the House of Light. I reopen this forum. After much debate, this house has concurred that the recovery of Commander Lioncloth, whether as an asset or as a criminal, is of utmost importance to the city. However, we believe that such a single-minded expedition places a valuable member of our Sabre Corps in grave danger for very little recompense. As such, we require that this expedition maintain several secondary goals, the most vital of which involves uncovering the current status of Forward Base Hermes and, if appropriate, determining when and how it was destroyed.
Oracle Major, if I may? My charge, seer sect though they may be, is no researcher. I do not believe the scope of this expedition will allow such extraneous goals.
Which is why, Seer Albright, the Forum has concurred. As such, we shall requisition a scholar from the Generator Academy, who will accompany and be escorted by your charge.
What? Oh, come on.
I take it that this is a suitable arrangement?
I believe such an addition will be permissible, yes.
Excellent. Honourable Majors, thank you for your time. Seer Albright, we shall discuss the finer details of this expedition plan tomorrow morning. Within my gaze, this forum is adjourned. What the fuck was that?
Dear, they would have never accepted it otherwise. We had to take what we could get.
I don't need some bloody tag-along. It's challenging enough to be out there on my own. I don't need another body to watch out for. Especially not some scholar.
Rowan, Lioncloth will die if we don't go along with their demands. What have you not yet grasped about that? They were never going to accept anything less. So drop this now. Am I understood?
Yes, Mother, I understand.
Besides, scholars and seers are the most alike out of any sect. I'm sure you'll get along like night and day.
The artifacts left behind by the Giants leave us only a handful of hints as to their culture language and society.
Sorry, I'm late.
Ah, Pyra Morgana. Glad you could finally join us. However, due to your lateness, you missed a note.
What? What kind of note? Good? Bad? You're not saying anything. It's bad, isn't it? Damn it.
If you'll allow me to speak, Pyron, you've been summoned by the Chronicler Major.
Oh, that is bad. I shouldn't have been late for that.
You shouldn't have been late for my class in general.
Gotta run, sorry.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, House of Light business. Gotta run.
Enter.
I'm so sorry for my lateness, Chronicler Major. I was just... Oh, you're not the Chronicler?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, I must have gone to the wrong office. Terribly sorry.
You must be Pyra Morgana. Please, take a seat. It is good to finally meet you, Pyron. I presume you know of me.
Oracle Major Solas, right?
Indeed. But you may refer to me as just Solas. No need for such formalities.
Okay. Oracle, Solas, sir. You wouldn't know where the Chronicler Major is, would you? I was told that she was looking for me.
For the moment, she's tied up, I'm afraid. Busy with training the upper class of Pyroms. Unfortunately, there was an urgent matter that could not wait for her return, and as such, I am taking the position in her place.
Does this urgent matter involve me?
Minerva was right. Your hearth does burn brightly.
Tell me, what tier Pyrom are you? Last time I was examined, I was a tier 3, sir. I mean, Solas.
Good. I concur then with the Chronicler Major. You will be a suitable candidate for this position.
What position? What's going on?
Congratulations. You have been selected for an expedition out into the wilds. You'll be leaving for the wall this evening.
Wait, an excursion into the wilds? I can't do that. I can't. I'm a scholar, in training, no less.
That may be so, but are you not also a Pyrom of respectable prowess?
Yeah, in theory, but I've not exactly had much practice in combat or anything for that matter.
Well, isn't it a perfect opportunity to put theory into practice? Besides, it is rare that an opportunity presented by my station is turned down. The House of Light gives orders. It is your role as a diligent member of this city and our civilization to follow those orders without question. Your meeting point is in the lower city. Make sure you arrive on time. You wouldn't want to disappoint us now, would you?
No, sir. Not at all.
Good. Be there by sundown, or your expedition team will leave you behind. And we can't have that now, can we?
Of course not, sir.
Expedition beyond the light of our great city, for the purpose of investigating the disappearance of a convoy. And the loss of a forward base of our Sabre Corps? Huh. Why in the sun's light does that need a scholar?
Oh crap, sundown? I need to go get packed.
Are you burning brightly, dear?
Just about. What's that?
It's a parting gift, so that you'll remember that I'm always here for you, dear. Look, I'm not sure that's something I would want. Are you quite sure about that? 'Cause this hat was not cheap to produce. I had to guess your sizing as well. I do hope it fits.
Are you happy now?
Oh, love, it looks wonderful on you. And not a touch too big. Oh, I must thank the architect major for his stellar craftsmanship, as always.
Can I go do my job now?
Please. One last thing before you go. You'll need some details. Here's where to meet your partner and talk to this one, Quartermaster Hephiston, when you get to Fort Highway. You'll get your supplies from him.
Yeah, I know of him.
It was good to see you again, Rowan. May your hearth burn ever brightly.
Sabre Albright, sir. Under City Harbour level, please. Yes, sir. Undercity, harbour level, sir.
All right, I can hear you. Don't need to shout about it.
Hi, you there, with the hat.
Yes.
Are you a member of the expedition too?
Yep, that I am.
Hi. I'm Morgana. It's really lovely to meet you.
Come along then.
Oh, okay. Let me just get my equipment. Hey, wait up. I haven't even got your name yet.
Unit K512, heal.
Oh, what have you got there then? Come on, drop it, come on. That's it. What is this? A scrap of leather? No. This is lion leather, isn't it? I didn't think they'd come back this way so soon. No matter. We will have to teach them again, it seems. And if our training does not work... then we will just have to put them down.
You have been listening to Of Wood and Wire, Episode 1, The Saber. If you'd like to see full credits, or if you'd like to support the show, please go to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/ofwoodandwire or click the link in the description below. Thanks for listening, and may your hearth burn ever brightly.